CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Filmmaker Avi Lewis has been elected as the new Democratic Party's new leader, defeating his opposition with 56% of the vote on the first ballot. After claiming victory, Lewis stated that the NDP is united in the commitment to working-class people and looks forward to speaking with British Columbian Premier David Eby. He also stated that in an economy that is rigged for the wealthy, he intends to expand public services, such as starting federally run grocery stores and to increase corporate tax. Alberta NDP leader Naheed Nenshi criticized the result and said that Lewis becoming the federal leader was not in the interests of Alberta. Avi Lewis is a third-generation politician with both his father and grandfather being former leaders of the New Democratic Party. The Independent Investigations Office of British Columbia is searching for witnesses to police officers shooting a man and leaving him with minor injuries in Vancouver over the weekend. The Surrey Police Service says that the man allegedly confronted police with an edged weapon after they were called to a home on 81st Avenue. After officers shot the man, paramedics treated him and brought him to the hospital. The Independent Investigations Office of BC is a civilian oversight agency that looks at cases where people are injured in their altercations with police. They say that officers used both less lethal weapons and guns in the altercation. Well-known American comedian and actor Alex Duong passed away late last week of septic shock at a hospital in Los Angeles. Born Alexander Duong in 1984 in Dallas, Texas, he kick-started his career when he wrote the story Enchanted Melody, which was showcased as a stage play by LA's top theater company for authentic Asian American stories. He later appeared in popular TV shows such as The Young and the Restless, 90210, and Death Valley, but was best known for portraying Sonny Lee in the police drama Blue Bloods. He was also highly recognized as a comedian and performed stand-up at popular clubs such as The Comedy Store and The Laugh Factory. Alex Duong is survived by his wife Christina and his daughter Everest. He was 42 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
Good evening, everybody. It's April 1st, and you know what that means? There's no synth in the house tonight. No, tonight, we've got a guitar in here. And let's start things off with... No, this is just for the intro. I cannot help myself. Welcome, everybody, to another episode with me, your host, Matt Bay. And happy to be here on April 1st. It is officially 25% of the year that has passed through, and we're going so strong. Today, as if you tuned into Rap Raider, you might have heard it. We had Artemis 2 launch for the moon. I mean, isn't that phenomenal, genuinely, to see with your own eyes? I did for mine, at least. I was not there in Cape Carnival, but I was there in Concordia watching a live broadcast of the launch. It was a sight to not miss out on, because you do not see this ever in your lifetime, and this is certainly something not to miss. In any case, we tonight are not basing ourselves on synths. We are not listening to songs that have some cool synthy elements in them as they usually are on the show. No, tonight we're going all on the guitar, and I missed it. I missed playing some guitar-based songs on the radio show. And you know, it's not to say that I cannot play them at all. It's just that I have to have a certain synth in it. But guitar-based, there's a certain energy in that. And you know it, you love it. I know it, I love it. Let's start things off with a song that I love quite a bit. And actually, two songs that I love quite a bit. Let's begin with first, Doves. is the artist and Cold Dreaming is the music name. Let's start things off only on CGLO on tonight's special episode of There's a Synth in a House.
Thank you.
That is a certified banger for me. That is an absolutely amazing song. Thank you for listening and staying in until the end of it if you listen so far. And what I really love about it is just this, first of all, the chord progression is phenomenal. The singing is amazing too. And just this entire feeling that you get from it is absolutely unparalleled and cannot be repeated by many songs in any case, because some songs you can listen to and absolutely love them, but some songs tune you into a specific groove that is irreplaceable. Let's continue on with this trend of songs that I really like with Earth Eater by the one and only band that all CGLO loves, our Montreal band, very loved over here, Ribbon Skirt. Yes, we'll listen to Earth Eater by Ribbon Skirt. And I gotta say, there's quite a few reasons to love this band. You'll listen to them right now and judge for yourself. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after the ads.
CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotorenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living, where they'll be joined by CJ Lo Faves, Knitting, and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Beggin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air Festival Pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. Follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
You're gonna have to tune into Sex in the 60, a weird play on Sex in the City, on Sundays at 1 p.m. hosted by Abraxium, to hear the weirdest, psychiest, craziest, wackiest show on the airwaves on CJLO. You're gonna hate it. No, you're gonna love it. No, you're gonna hate it. I don't know. You have to tune in to know how you're gonna feel about it. I don't know.
Welcome back. Yes, you're listening to the one and only CJLO 1690 AM with me, your host, Matt Fay. And if you're just tuning in, welcome, welcome. Today is April 1st, and you know what that means. We're not doing our usual shenanigans. No, no, no. No, 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 Mr. Fish. Today, if you're just tuning in, we are doing guitar specials because I've missed this instrument on my show, and I truly love it, as mentioned, and we've got some amazing songs coming up, especially from the Canadian side. Let's go straight into the next segment, which is by Japan Droids, a song called Chicago. It is an absolute banger, as one might say, and honestly, don't have many words to really explain how good these following songs are, so let's just completely dive into it. If the audio can play. Oh, that's phenomenal. The audio cannot play. Well, all right, let's try that again. Much better.
Chicago. be God, I'll be God, I'll be God today. Hold my head under the bed and breathe away. Slip my wrist and watch that blood evaporate. Being this godly can't be good for Anna, save me. I'll fake God, I'll fake God today. Hop up on a cloud and watch the world decay. And I'm on my shoulders and we'll laugh up with me. Faking this God, it can't be good for me.
You just heard Oh Anna by Mother Mother, another Canadian band, and another banger. This just keeps going on and on. Honestly, it's in times like these when I reconsider my choices in the past and think about, maybe creating a show revolving around synths, it was not your cleverest ideas if you still like guitars. Well, yes, but no. No. This is just a one-off special. And honestly, listening to this kind of, to these genres, to rock once in a while, as I've previously was my main genre, but now it's electronic, naturally. It just makes it even more rewarding and even more of a pleasant experience. Although one might say that you should not gatekeep your own listening. So, you know, my logic is very unfoolproof in that case. But in any case, hope you like that. As mentioned, the previous song was Oh Anna by Mother Mother. And previously, even before that, Chicago by Japan Droids. Two phenomenal songs. Let's go back in time into a time where rock was absolutely dominating. It is still now, obviously, but, you know, not as much as it was before. Let's go back to the 90s, I believe. We'll play a song by Sloan. It is called If It Feels Good, Do It. You're listening to CGLO 6090 AM only on There's a Synth in the House with your special episode of April 1st. editor's note, it is not the 90s. It is from 2001. My apologies. Tag Team by Anvil. That is the song that you just finished listening to. A little drop from the past. And If It Feels Good, Do It by Sloan. Just preceding it. That is our little dive into the past. I cannot help but go back into it. In any case, we got still a show to continue. And there's still quite a bit of time. I like that. I like that a lot. We will now go into a bit of a more mellow segment, but that is a bit, that does not mean anything at all, in fact, but it will be reflecting a bit the newest releases that I chose to play today. The first one being No Words, a song by Baby Warrior, a new release
Sort of a indie rock from Vancouver. And actually, the second band that I'll be also playing is also from Vancouver. So, hope you enjoy this little tune. No Words by Baby Warrior.
must go, my love I will send. Yeah. You captured my heart, you're my friend.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after the ads.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC430.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Hello, welcome back to CJLO 1690 AM. As always, I'm your host for tonight's show, and every week on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 p.m. was about to say from 9 to 10 p.m., but no, that is our dear friends at Rap Raider that they host their show just before mine. And honestly, I kind of wish my show was just before them. There's that I could shout them out, but to be fair, they're quite well known. But to be fair, they also deserve the shout outs just because they're a bunch of great people. And as all the people are at CJLO. To debrief, what we just heard were two new songs. The latest one that we heard being Why Does It Always Have to End by Renegade, and the first one being No Words by Baby Warrior. Both bands, I believe, are from Vancouver, Canada-based. We love to see that. And let's continue on with the fourth quarter of our show. There is just under 15 minutes remaining. It has been a great beginning of the second quarter of the year. Yes, I've matched that quite nicely with the program. Yes, it is April 1st. Whether it be a good news for you or not, 25% of the year has passed. But maybe you are an optimist and you'd say that 75% of the year is the remaining. How are your New Year's resolutions faring, huh? Hopefully well. Or maybe you completely forgot about them. Or maybe you just don't do them at all. That is okay. In any case, I'm surely looking forward to some better weather. March is, as I mentioned already on previous broadcasts, my least favorite month. Nothing personal against everyone born in March or whatever happens in March, including St. Patrick's. I love that. But the weather associated with it here is absolutely disgusting. And that is not something that we want right before the end of the semester here in Concordia. But anyways, enough chit-chat. I can do that any time of day, any time of the year. We've got a couple more songs to play. And worst case, I'll finish my thought at the end of the episode. Next up, we've got a... I chose this song because I'm a bit of a fan of as well of the band. It's Kino. It's a Russian-Soviet band. And their song that I'm going to play is Pesnya Bez Slov, which translates to song without words, although there are words in the song. But you do not need to understand the Russian language to understand how lovely it is of a song. Let me give it to you straight and forward. Here we go. Thank you.
каждому морю дождя глоток, каждому яблоку место упасть, каждому вору возможность украсть, каждой собаке палку и кости, каждому волку зубы и злость. Снова за окнами белый день, день вызывает меня на бой. Я чувствую, закрывая глаза, весь мир идет на меня войной.
Song Without Words, that is the translation of the name of the song that I just played by the band Kino, who is unfortunately no longer in full existence, and to say the least. That was from 1989, and it still lives up to be a phenomenal song. If you like that, just listen to them. Nothing else has to be said. Rounding up the hour, it is 10:52 p.m., this is the end of the show and the end of your midweek. There's no one else after me yet. Who knows, actually, with the amount of DJs that we have at CJLO, there might be someone else that slots in after me in a couple of months. I don't know. This is not something that I know, genuinely. This is just a pure supposition, let's just say. Let's round off the hour with Tame Impala, but not the Tame Impala that you know through songs like Let It Happen, which I admit were not, there's nothing to admit. They are songs like Tame Impala. Whoa, no. It's Tame Impala is the artist. Songs like Let It Happen off of the album Currents. and so many others are phenomenal. But I wanted to dive in into the more early releases of Tame Impala, being the first, actually the only one that I have the time to fit in, being Remember Me. So let's get that started. And just before, I have a little bit of a fact sheet. Yes, that is a little preview. But the point being that this song traces its origins from a very long time ago. The thing is that Remember Me is a cover, a Tame Impala's cover, I believe, of Blue Boy's own cover, or rather remix of two songs, being 1973 live version of Woman of the Ghetto for the instrumental part and a 1969 vocal track, Soul Song, by Marlena Shaw. So this song traces its origins from way back, and I find that little fact quite really nice. And in that spirit, hope you enjoy this last song of the hour. Let's run it back. Remember Me by Tame Impala was the last song. Let's round things up with the usual intro, now becoming the outro for the show. Thank you everyone for listening to There's a Synth in the House. I've been your host, Matt Faye. Join me again next week for the regular show of synth and all sorts of stuff and a bit of a less planned broadcast. Or, if you prefer rock, join me next April. I'm kidding. Or we're not. In any case, thank you for joining in. Thank you for tuning in. I'll always be here, at least for now. And there's some nice weather to come, hopefully. And in any case, stay tuned. Look out for Artemis 2, the rocket, orbiting around the moon and back. And have a good night.